It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rumors spreading around. United takes his time.
Thank you very much.
There you are.
I'm going to a hardcore gay club, and I won't be home till 3 in the morning.
Have fun.
Nice girl.
Happy Monday.
It is.
Hi.
ZZ Top.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're talking Redskins football. If you were at the game last night, I want to hear from you because you're pissed. I am too.
Yeah.
And incidentally, for all you people that are letting me know, yes, I know I'm from the, not from this area. But I know that I've spoken of the New York Giants
fondly. Nobody's from here.
Fact is, after the Giants won a couple of Super Bowls, my loyalty has shifted a bit, and I got pretty caught up in Dallas week.
That's fine.
And, I was pissed off last night, and I finally tapped into it, and I'm talking about it, so F you if you have a problem
with
that.
Get your feelings out, Mike. Get your feelings out.
Let's go to Bo in Vienna, Virginia. Oh, I want to mention, Bo, before we talk to you, I want to mention that coming up at 5:30 Eastern time, a major party announcement.
Ooh.
A party that...
Republican or Democratic?
This is independent, Rob.
Third party.
Libertarian. Mm-hmm.
This is party. I mean, like,
Buzz Babe,
come out and see him party.
Partay.
Incidentally, you need some more? You need a couple more Buzz Babes?
You can never have enough Buzz Babes.
Well, I need you to come up with an idea to sweeten the pot.
All right.
Because I don't think you're just... It's not going to happen with just you.
What?
It's just not, okay? I think we have to sweeten the pot.
Worked pretty
you
well
think
so
of
far.
Something I... okay. Sure. But just sweeten it a little bit and, don't get your ego involved in this.
All right.
I'm saying we need a new one.
All
or
right.
two.
Well,
or
we'll
four.
I'll get right on it.
All right. So, if you'd like to be a Buzz Babe, what do they do? Five, Rob? Yeah, five.
five
I'd like ones. Five new ones by...
I'll bring us up to about 19.
by when we have this tape. Bo, my God, what are you doing? Eating potato chips?
Me?
Yeah. What is that noise in the background?
My work, man. I have a print shop.
You have a print shop. Okay, what can we do for you, Bo?
I got two things. I have both examples of how bad the game was last night and specifically why it's like that.
Okay, go ahead.
The worst was 4th and 4. We were going for it. I think it was the end of the 3rd quarter or something like that. The whole stadium was rocking with chants of defense. There were so many Cowboys fans there that it was by far the loudest part of the second half for the entire
Oh, my God.
Stadium.
Now, I had heard about the Pittsburgh thing, I understand. But, see, Cowboys fans, let me tell you why Cowboy fans suck. Cowboy fans were, that whole America's team. There are a lot of kids that are from, not from this area, not certainly from Texas, that grew up. And because self-esteem was important to Daddy, and Daddy didn't want Junior to feel sad and have to deal with his team losing, so you became a Cowboy fan. You would not believe how many effing Cowboy New York Yankee fans I know. The kids that can't handle losing.
Everyone loves a winner, Mike.
A
winner.
It's absolutely BS, and for anybody that gives me crap, being from the middle of Connecticut, and the fact that I was a Red Sox fan for baseball and a New York Giants fan for football, I will alert you to my formative years during the 1970s, collectively known as my sports fan days of suck. Alex Webster, Bill Arnsparger, let me throw some names at you when I was rooting for the New York Giants much they suck.
I also think the reason there is a Cowboy contingent in the D.C. area is because that's the easiest way to go anti-Redskins, anti-establishment.
Right.
And there's certain people that just don't want to do what everyone else does.
But I'm surprised, really, that I can understand at a Pittsburgh game, Pittsburgh has these ways of garnering tickets. They've done it with the Washington Capitals, with the Penguins, and they've done it around
and
here.
And it's a short drive.
It's a short drive. But with Cowboy fans, I think that's not even really sincere Cowboy fans. It's not like they drove up from Texas. These are guys from Vienna that are Cowboy fans.
They're all from Vienna, too.
Would you not agree, Bo, that those are local people that are Cowboy fans?
Well, I do, but there's a specific reason it's like this, too.
Okay.
And I'm 29, and I have season tickets, and I really shouldn't, because I didn't wait for them, and the real fans have to.
How did you get them, then?
Well, there's two lists. There's one list for all the regular fans who want to wait, and if you want to pay extra, you can cut in front of it.
All right.
That is specifically why And I feel bad because I'm one of those people, but I'm also a real fan. I stay to the end of every game, no matter what.
If you stay to the end.
You can call right now and get season tickets.
So you're an elitist who stays to the end of the game.
That's right. Fight for old DC.
That's good. I understand. I've been accused of that. Neither one of us is as much of an elitist as Rob, though.
That's right.
You know, let's go to John in Vienna. There's Rob's favorite town. John, you're on the air. How are you?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Hi, comment out to Mike about Steeler fans. First of all, I'm in Vienna. I'm a diehard, loyal, 30-year Steeler fan, and just came back from that game yesterday, as a matter of fact, right now. And
let me ask you, John, can I ask you something, though, being a Steeler? Are you from the Pittsburgh area or the Western Pennsylvania?
I'm not from the Pittsburgh area.
Huh. So you are a local D.C. native?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I used to listen to Mike when it was Don and Mike in the late 80s.
You know, okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you're from this area, but your old man raised you. How did you come to be a Steelers fan? Because he is not alone. There are tons
of Steelers fans.
I think growing up, it was a lot to watch the rivalry between the Cowboys and the Steelers. But I stuck it out through some really dark and dry years there in the 80s. After the, I should say, they did well in the 80s. And then all throughout the
How old are you, John? Let me ask, because I'm going to find out whether your dad just wanted you to have a winning team to root for. You know I'm right. Yeah. You know I'm absolutely right.
I'm almost 40.
Okay.
It's about right.
Let's do the math.
I could have jumped on the bandwagon with the Redskins living in this area when
it's about right. He was born in 68.
Yeah, but you couldn't do that because Daddy had already raised you to be a Steelers fan when they were winning.
Well, no, he wasn't a Steelers fan. That's just, I just was introduced to football when the Steelers were around.
Did you
hold on. Let me this is real important.
I understand.
So let me, cuz I want to deal with Johnny here, okay? Johnny, so the deal is you became a Steelers fan because the Redskins weren't winning at that particular time.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is true.
It's very true.
No.
You were a kid during the Terry Bradshaw era.
True.
Yeah, of course.
There it is.
That's like rooting for the Yankees when they were winning.
Here's the difference. I stuck with the Steelers as the Redskins went on to win several Super Bowls.
But listen.
My point of the conversation was to say, we stuck to the very end of the game yesterday. We would have never seen that crazy finish had we not stuck to the end. And I would admonish any Redskins fans for not.
Oh, shut up. All right, enough of you.
I'm shocked that as a lifelong Vienna resident, he doesn't root for Cleveland.
It's just... You're from D.C. You're born and raised in a D.C. suburb.
Exactly.
You root for the Redskins.
Or that's whoever's winning.
I'll be honest with you. I think it's a dad thing. You know, it really is. It's a dad. And dad, look, I'm not going to get into the irrational methods of raising your kids as a certain fan.
Right.
But, you know, it usually comes from the parents. And I know that there are a lot of Cowboy and a lot of Steeler fans that were born and raised around this area. And the reason they root for the Cowboys is because the Cowboys and the Steelers were winning.
Right. Right.
Period.
Right.
And, you know, and then all of a sudden, overnight, they became Redskins fans when the Redskins were winning Super Bowls.
I'm guilty of it, too. I remember watching the Tony Awards with Robert. And I
Rob says, Robert, we're going to like Rent.
That's right. You have to root for Rent.
Let's go to Frank in Luckett's, Virginia. Hello, Frank.
Root for the Webbers.
Francis?
Frank, you're on the air. Come on now. I know it's Luckett's, but you can hear me.
Hey, guys. Listen, my deal is this.
Here's his deal.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Come on, Frank.
Okay, listen. Here's the deal.
That's it. Okay, thank you very much. Here's the deal. Bye.
The Luckett's deal.
Ryder and Chevy Chase, you're on the air. Hello, Ryder.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Ryder.
Oh, Ryder, how are you? Nice to hear from you again.
Same. It's good to talk to you. I'll tell you the reason why I called today.
Why? Yes, and hopefully before next Tuesday.
Well...
I'm kidding you, Ryder. I know you've got a brain injury. You take all the time you need.
Okay, it's like...
Within reason.
It's like...
Who's slower talking? Is it the guy from Luckett's or Ryder?
It's a Ryder who Joe calls Speedy.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, Ryder.
Okay, this is the deal.
Yes.
I have lots of things to say and lots of views and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just like everybody else, I guess. I go from one thing to another thing to another thing, and none of them pan out whatsoever. And so then I move along, and when I get to the bottom of the list, and that fails, I just go right back to the top.
Yeah.
All right, Ryder, thanks for the call. Vinny Serrato calling, ladies and gentlemen.
I was going to ask what his thoughts were of Quantum of Solace, but I'll guess him next time. Solace. Quantum of Solace.
Ryder, you know what you ought to do? Hey, Ryder, do you text?
You know, it's like this whole technology boom happened about the time I got hurt.
Right.
And I got, like, kind of lost. And I'm sort of gaining it back.
Okay.
But I am only grabbing on to a little bit at a time.
Well, God bless you.
You'll catch up.
You hang in there, Ryder.
It's worth it.
And texting's cool. I think you ought to try texting. Call us anytime, brother.
Thanks, Ryder.
And you take care of yourself. Okay, Ryder?
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Brian.
Say hi to all the pilots.
Let's go.
What did you say?
Say hi to all the other pilots.
Brian and Warrington. You're on the air.
Thanks, Ryder.
I had a real quick story about why you don't leave games early.
Okay, Mike.
It was the week three game of the 2005 season. Seattle came to town. It was late fourth quarter. Game was tied. Brunell throws a pick in Redskins territory, and immediately everybody gets up and starts leaving because it's an easy field goal. It's like a 45-yarder. Seattle runs the ball three times, doesn't gain 1 yard. People are still leaving. I'm going nuts. The guy could miss the field goal, and the game could go to overtime. And what happens? He misses the field goal. Game goes to overtime. Santana Moss catches the ball at the sideline for a game-winning touchdown in overtime. Mm-hmm. You don't leave the game early.
I will tell you something. The Capitals, I think, lost a couple of weeks ago, the first Saturday night game I went to. And then I had the kids, and, you know, the kids... They can go either way with it, and Carly can go either way with it. So it's like we're at the last game
for them. It's something to do.
Yeah, and I said, oh, it's a close game. We want to hang in there, and it's just, you know, you really blow it. It kills a guy if you're a sports fan and you go to a game and you leave early just because you don't want to deal with traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what? You can get to your bed an hour earlier.
Right.
I mean, I really think if you pay the ticket, you know, pay for the ticket and you want to be at the game, you dig it.
That's
enjoy yourself.
That's the privilege of being there.
Let's take a few more calls in this, and then we'll get the first buzz of the afternoon. Bobby in Colonial Beach. Hello there. I've been there a bunch of times. I've been drunk there. Bobby in Colonial Beach.
I saw your girlfriend at the time, and I said there's no way possible that could be your girlfriend, so I have to apologize.
Did you say it to my face?
Yeah, but you were in a pretty good mood, so you just laughed it off.
Okay. You must have said it nice, too. Thank God I hadn't gone to the dark side, Bobby. Then we might be in litigation. What can we do?
Hey, I mean, you were, it was a poker run. I think you were feeling pretty well. But hey, I'm a Cowboys fan, and I have been
Hold on a second, Bobby. What he's saying is the poker run on boats or when I was on somebody else's boat.
Oh, okay, and I was thinking motorcycle.
They're different on boats.
Sure.
I'll bet. You go to restaurants.
Drunk driving's still legal on a boat.
They're wetter.
I didn't say you were either drunk or driving. I'm just stating something.
I've never driven a boat under the influence.
And you've never had alcohol in excess.
I have not.
I know sometimes you have a glass of wine. It's for your heart.
Shut up, Rob. Bobby,
me too.
Real quick, please, then we got a break.
Okay, you sound like some of the Redskins fans I was seeing last night who accused me of, quote-unquote, jumping on the bandwagon. And I had to let them know that the Cowboys haven't won a playoff game in 13 years.
Bobby, where are you from originally?
I am from good old Colonial Beach originally.
Yes, Colonial Beach. So you're not from Texas, are you, Bobby?
No, sir, I'm not.
Yeah, you're not from Texas. I rest my case, Bobby. Thank you very much for calling. You're not from Texas.
He's not from
Texas. Shouldn't be a Cowboy fan.
Unless Daddy
didn't want you to have a losing team, or you were a kid that couldn't handle losing, so you wanted to, like, attach yourself to the winners. Yeah. It sucks. It's disingenuous. It's not real.
They were America's team for a while. People from all over the country were Cowboys fans.
I almost said it. I saw you made the face.
It's happening some with the Steelers.
If you want to be a fan of a team in Texas, root for the Texans.
If you want, Texas is a big state.
Too big.
Texas is a big state. And I'm totally down with, now here are the rules.
Oh, I didn't know there were rules.
There are rules.
If you come
from a family where your father or your father's father even was transplanted from a certain region,
right?
And he raised his kid to be for that team, and then the kid raised you to be for that team, that's a totally different deal.
That's why Buzz still roots for Argentina when they play soccer.
Go Argentina! But that's the thing. You understand? Then you can come by it honestly. If you're from this region, I'll get to this. I wanted to discuss this more later, but we have to do the news, and we've only got 2 minutes to do it.
Pedro Alexandro Elston came from Argentina.
Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank with the news. I didn't give you much time here. What the hell happens to us?
It gets away from us.
I want to get it together.
Bad fans.
Senator Ted Kennedy's back at work after a long recovery from brain surgery.
Give that a round of applause.
Chatting with reporters outside his Capitol office, the Massachusetts Democrat said he hopes to work with President Obama on health care reform.
Any update on his condition at all? Is there any medical information on him? He's back at work. That's got
to
be good.
That's it. That's really all we know, and that sounds like enough to me.
He did hire a new chief of staff.
He did.
Ryder.
He's planning on working with Obama, so he has plans for the future. It sounds like Kennedy's going to be around.
I'll take that joke, Rob. Because he's back at work, I'll take that joke.
Okey-doke. Thousands of Citigroup workers are about to be out of work. The nation's fourth largest bank says it's cutting 50,000 jobs because of the shrinking economy. And rescuing automakers is the hot topic on Capitol Hill today.
Texter writes, you guys are effing pricks. You talk all over someone on the phone and then hang up when they try to get to the point. Sorry, asshats.
Wow.
I don't know why he's so upset.
So crabby.
I was just picking on people that weren't real fans.
That's right.
That's all.
You know, people that root for the team that's a winner. That's
passion
all.
Is all you've ever asked for.
I give it raw. I give know. It buzz. And I expect it.
I know.
And you do. You will receive it.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is asking the state's
Boo!
Courts to overturn the citizens' recent vote to ban gay marriage in California as unconstitutional. Arnold says to him, marriage is between a man and a woman, but he says he wouldn't force that opinion on anyone else. He wants the protest on both sides to stop. A lot of those protests have been aimed at the Mormon Church, which pumped $20 million into the campaign against Proposition 8.
We're going to finish up with the news when we come back, Buzz. We've got to take a short break. We'll come back after these commercial messages, more of your phone calls, and we will talk to the author of Dogology, Vicky Croak, when we come back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.